You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. If you've watched gymnastics during the Olympics, you've seen the wolf turn. It's a skill that can be used on both the floor and the balance beam, and it's basically a spin on one foot while in the squatting position with the free leg stretched out. Some people think it's too simple of a move, but these people are wrong. Just go ahead and try it yourself on a smooth floor while wearing socks. It's not only a super complicated gymnastics element, but understanding the physics behind it also depends on concepts like forces, torque, and the moment of inertia. Read more about it on Wired.com. Next, after gaming's biggest year ever, buoyed by stay-at-home orders and self-imposed isolation, a game of the summer may be in order, too. Pokémon Unite, out July 21st, may be that game, a simple, addictive, team-based battler perfectly timed to unwind us when we need it most. Every round of Pokémon Unite contains the following: small successes, big failures, and finally, the catharsis of a win or loss. The rhythm is enchanting. And New York City police bought a range of surveillance tools, including facial recognition software, predictive policing software, vans equipped with X-ray machines to detect weapons, and Stingray cell site simulators with no public oversight. That's according to documents released yesterday. In all, the documents show that the NYPD spent at least $159 million since 2007 through a little-known special expenses fund that did not require approval by the city council or other municipal officials. The documents were made public by two civil rights groups. One of them said that police are still blocking other records needed by the public to understand the way our city is being policed. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.